three guys around a table.
And by three guys, we're talking about three friends, a lawyer, an engineer, and a school superintendent.
And just like our personalities, our opinions vary, and we certainly don't always agree. Whether we're discussing the best of or giving our tips and tricks of things in everyday life, you're sure to learn something if you stick around.
So we have to talk about our new intro before we do anything else. One of us has a son-in-law who was a little critical of our last intro.
I don't have a son-in-law, so it was not me.
I do not as well.
Awkward.
I do, and I got to tell you, he kept bringing up Dr. Seuss and all that.
Yeah,
look.
Hey, I like
this ain't Five Guys.
Hey, Five Guys, four guys, whatever. You know what? Look, boys, when it rolls off the cuff, you don't know what's coming out of his mind. It just happens. It just rolls off the tongue, right?
So we've got this new intro that we're exceedingly proud of the new intro, right? Wait, I better get the crickets ready. Hey, it's you know, look, it ain't Wendy's, it ain't McDonald's.
Look,
it ain't Five Guys or Rally's.
Maybe I have a future in rap. I have no idea, right?
Well, so we do have a new intro, and that's all thanks to Michael, and we appreciate the feedback.
Or not.
But it is a good time to let everyone know that, you know, when we do this podcast, we love to do the best of stuff. We love to just talk about what's, you know, the current events of the day. We're going to be doing some new things as well in terms of some reviews. Chris, you want to talk about some of those things?
Yeah, we'd like to look into, you know, I've had a lot of people ask us, you know, different things, where different walks of life, different things we all run into, things we do, but we have a lot of things in common, right? So one of the things is we talk about, you know, hey, man, I ate this place the other day, this pizza place. It's fantastic. Let me tell you guys about it. And we've done that a lot. You know, and we just experienced that, 2 weeks ago we did that. Mm-hmm. Something I brought you guys into I've been after. And I like to share that with everybody else because I get a lot of questions of, you know, everybody knows I'm a foodie anyway. Hey, man, you know, I'm going to be in town. Where should I eat? What should I do? And I think we could do some reviews like that. You know, we kind of touched on that a little bit with the donuts there for a while.
Yep.
Cronuts.
They are the best.
Cronuts.
And then I figured we could do you know, I've had a lot of people ask questions. Honestly, with my surgery, I've taken some questions.
Which surgery?
Which one was this one?
Which one are we taking questions
about? The most recent, I had a good friend been asking questions that I would just say, well, that's a unique question. Kind of like the question would be this, what does it hurt?
No.
Yeah, it hurts.
No, it does.
But
my question would be, are you going to go off in a metal detector like when you go into an airport
I can help answer that question as well.
And the answer is yes.
Because I'm not bionic. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. But because of this, we're going to go into and say, you know, I wasn't, you know, does it hurt? Well, the question was not so much does it hurt? It was what hurts about it, you know, because it's not your normal pain and that kind of thing. So we can talk about things like that. And I also thought it'd be kind of cool. You know, we were talking just the other day, you know, current events. Keeneland started this past Friday. Mark, you said you'd never been.
Never been.
And, you know, I've got some tricks of the trade from years gone in the past that I can tell you. I'll give you a little idea on how do you go with your buddies and you can drink beer for free all day long and where to park to miss the traffic. And Greg... Greg knows how to sit in his box. You know,
That's true.
But we've got some things we can share behind the scenes and things we've done in life, and we're going to make it fun and entertaining, and
we'll
really play off that.
We'll obviously talk about local things, but we'll also try to be not too hyper local. You know, we have listeners as far away as Oceania, according to our stats. So, hey, you know, we'll...
The first question we're going to have is, where is Oceania?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's in the ocean.
Yeah, it's the area that includes Australia, New Zealand, and several of the islands over there.
I really wasn't asking you to say that.
Well, the interesting thing about this episode, just so everyone knows, while we're recording this... While watching WrestleMania Day 2 Sunday night live.
And this lady comes out and she's got wings, but these four guys are having to carry her. What's the purpose of the wings?
Yeah,
then?
And the wings are a little off.
Yeah.
If you notice here, one. wait, we're going to adjust the wings now.
Actually, they're removing the wings. It's even worse.
Yeah.
So, WrestleMania 40, you know, everybody I think has caught on that we talk about wrestling a lot because you guys have been wrestling fans for long, long ago. And I'm not so much, just for a short period of time. But I think we're enjoying it. I don't know who any of these people are, but it's fun, right?
Yeah, and I also want to give a more proper shout out to a really good friend of mine down in Florida, Rick Mellon. Rick is
you
a
related
loyal,
to Thornton.
No, he is not related to Thornton Mellon. You're a melon. No, he is not. But
does he own the gas station?
Thornton's? He does not.
Rick does a lot. He just didn't
Rick
know it.
Is Rick's a great human American. Being and a real American. Also a huge wrestling fan back in the day. And so he has actually brought up a topic that we're going to be talking about on one of these future episodes. We're going to talk about some classic rock. I know that's Greg's favorite topic.
What's classic rock?
What are you talking, granite or what kind of stone are you speaking of?
Sandstone,
are we talking
limestone.
Countertops or yeah. Are we talking?
So, we're going to be, really it's kind of whatever's on the, whatever's on our mind. And we are not going to be doing a wrestling show tonight.
Even though wrestling's on?
Even though we're watching some wrestling in the background right now, we're just going to kind of talk about the topics of the day. To include.
Today was the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship.
Yes, it was.
South Carolina played Iowa.
Yes.
And South Carolina finished a completely undefeated season, beating Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
38-0.
They were
crazy good. I mean,
they are in the SEC, so it does just mean more.
But you know, I saw something.
And women's basketball, it just means more.
I mean, obviously, it meant more to Alabama yesterday.
Dawn Staley is an amazing coach at South Carolina, and I saw something that I saw it online, so it has to be true.
Absolutely.
From 2021 until now, their record is 109-3.
Right.
I'm proud to say one of those three losses came at the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats, which, by the way, has a new coach, Kenny Brooks.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. He brought in
all of his players from Virginia Tech.
One amazing player that was brought in that was All-American last year. And on top of that, Brooklyn Miles just transferred out of Kentucky. She's hit the transfer portal for the second time. Leaving Kentucky, I think she left the option to come back, but I think she's entered the portal regardless. Mm.
I don't like the portal.
A graduate of Franklin County High School.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Former Miss Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
The storyline behind Caitlin Clark in Iowa all year was just, it was amazing. Ohio State also beat Iowa once earlier in the year, and then Iowa came back and beat them another time. Mm-hmm. Really, really good basketball team. And, I mean, that kid, she is amazing.
Having watched a few of her games now, I mean, obviously everybody knows she can score the basketball. She's a great passer.
I think she's a better
passer. I think she's a better passer and shooter.
She's a great passer.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, crazy.
What annoys me about her shooting is she throws up stuff that, I would throw up in pickup leagues, right? But it goes in on hers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just shots you would never imagine. But I think her passing and her ball handling is amazing.
Yeah. And I guess we probably should mention, at least mention that there's going to be a total solar eclipse tomorrow.
Of the heart. Yeah.
And Bonnie Tyler, I believe.
That doesn't say solar eclipse, though, right? It just says total eclipse of the heart. Right?
Well, it is, but tomorrow is a total eclipse if you're in the right area.
That's true. Turn around.
I almost did it. You almost got me.
So again, those things are kind of fun because they always say, "Now this is once every 300 years." Right.
It happened like 6 years ago.
Six, 7 years ago, whatever.
2017.
Yeah. What else is going on?
But it's supposed to. I think it's supposed to be cloudy tomorrow.
Yeah,
like a chance of rain.
Obviously, we're in Kentucky. In
God's country,
we're in a prime viewing area.
We are definitely that. Western Kentucky's a little better, but still prime viewing.
Yeah. We're trying to make heads or tails of this match on WrestleMania.
I'm having a hard time focusing because it's so bad.
This one's not a good one.
No.
Yeah.
So the eclipse. What time is it supposed to start around here, Greg? Have you heard?
Sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Ah, okay. I believe it's supposed to rain in the morning and be cloudy in the afternoon. So that's not
so. Good. I think it's in the afternoon.
Yeah. Right. Everyone, be safe. Don't look at it, you know, without proper glasses. Let's just make sure we at least say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, this is an exciting time because something else that I at least want to throw out there that we need to at least start thinking about.
Tax day.
Well,
it's a couple weeks.
Yeah. By the way,
week
it's
and
not
a
the,
half.
Or a week.
Is it the 15th still?
Unfortunately.
It's supposed to be the 15th, but you get a couple extra days because okay. D.C. has a holiday.
No, it's supposed to be okay. For us, it's the 15th, Mark. It's whenever you feel like it. Whenever you
mine
feel
like it. Mine are done.
If you need some representation.
Yes. We are also less than 3 weeks away from the NFL draft, so that's always a fun thing if you're an NFL fan.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to watch where your college, you know, if you're a college fan, where your players go, how many get drafted. Unfortunately, being an Ohio State fan, I'm not too thrilled about how many players are going to be drafted from Michigan, but I'm also kind of
happy about that.
Hey. He said it.
He did say it.
Hey, it's off season. I'm allowed to say it in the off season.
Yep. Okay. That's the way it works.
Yep.
Well,
but it's baseball season.
Yeah,
yes, but, it is. But you know, hey, back to the
football. It only matters in football. Only what about matters basketball? In football.
Yeah.
The NFL draft, though. The NFL draft is not the greatest day in the history of Kentucky basketball. That's always NBA day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I sense some sarcasm.
I sense a little bit of angst. And you know, we had that really long discussion about your buddy Coach Cal, and he ain't going anywhere. I'm just just throwing that out there.
I think I said that.
You know what, guys? I've bought into it.
Hey, we're a baseball school.
Speaking of which,
Kentucky's baseball team is legit.
They swept number 13 Alabama this weekend. Yep. Kentucky was ranked number 17 going into this homestand, and should move up pretty well.
I don't
know
if you saw this, but the total run scored in that series was 23-3.
I saw the last game was 10-1. Yeah. That's crazy. I
mean, it's just beat down.
And they are a base stealing team this year. They are constantly
stealing
bases.
So we're a baseball school. For right now.
In all honesty, this is such a great time for sports, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're an NBA fan, the playoffs are right around the
playoffs.
Corner. Obviously, I'm a humongous Tampa Bay Lightning hockey fan. Playoffs are, you know, there's five games left in the regular season. Baseball has just started up. Basketball has just ended. This is a pretty exciting.
College basketball ends tomorrow.
Yeah. I was deferring to the ladies.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Their season ended today. And who we got in the championship game?
UConn and Purdue.
And who's going to win?
UConn.
By how many?
UConn.
Yeah, UConn is strong.
UConn is so good, but I got to tell you.
I think UConn wins.
I'd rather have Purdue win. Mm-hmm. I just don't want UConn having – this will be their sixth national championship, right?
Since 99, I think.
And they've been such a powerhouse. But I got to tell you, I like their big man.
Zach Edey?
No, that's Purdue's guy. Yeah. He's the one that just pitches a tent and hangs out there in the paint and just sticks around for, you know, 7 days. No, like UConn's guy, the big guy in the middle, he can move. I mean, he can absolutely play the game. Zach Edey, you know, there's a lot of hype, and he's a good player. There's no denying that. But of course, when you're 7'4",
that helps the cost,
and you take up a lot of space. And yeah, again, you're 7'4", it helps a lot.
Boiler up.
I think UConn wins with no big issue.
So, I just hate to have another Hurley win anything.
So we've got what conferences are represented in the final?
Big East and the Big Ten.
I knew it meant more. I just didn't know how much.
Right, for Alabama.
That's right.
I think it's actually going to be a closer game than what people think, because UConn's just been destroying everybody.
Yeah. I thought I saw something the other day that their average margin of victory in the regular season was like 16 points or something.
What do you think the line on tomorrow's game is per DraftKings?
8.5.
4.5.
7.
Ooh.
Or somewhere between us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was under. I win that one.
This is a fun time to be a sports fan.
Yeah. How's baseball season going for your Reds?
It's early. It's early.
Ask us at the All-Star break.
Yeah,
you'll be a seller at the All-Star break.
They're dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
Of course they are.
Always.
And, you know the biggest injury they got? It's their manager.
Well,
it's their ownership.
Their manager is terrible. He's the greatest manager for the other teams in the NL Central.
You know, it's like handicapping horses. You know, sometimes back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to make horses carry extra weight.
Yeah.
David Bell is that extra weight.
Yeah, that's a lot of extra weight.
Okay. And I know I can't say anything good about him. I try. He seems like a nice fella, but he is the worst manager in the history of the Cincinnati Reds franchise. And that's going a long way because, you know, we've had some dark, dark days with some managers Tony Perez, who was one of my favorite players, lasted 44 games and before he got fired in his first year as manager.
I was ecstatic that David Bell's still the manager.
As a Cubs fan, I can understand you would be.
It goes back to the ownership, boys. It all goes back to the ownership.
Well, it's a joke. It is a joke.
So, do we want to talk about how the Cubs played this weekend?
I'm not sure if we do. Well, let me check.
Against the Dodgers?
Yeah, well. Mm. Oh, the Los Angeles gambling Dodgers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I allegedly. Nobody really understands.
Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame. There, I said it.
I think we all concur with that.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. Right, we could do an entire episode on that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely, so, no doubt. Did you see the move that was just on the television?
Yeah, it was interesting.
So
what this is an audio-only podcast?
Well, I'm just trying to describe what it is. I mean, that was something crazy.
You know, if you want to do some play-by-play, I think that would be...
It's better than the last
one. There was a German suplex just now.
And I don't know. What exactly?
That was like Randy Savage off the top rope. The
flying elbow?
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, it kind of reminds me of my favorite wrestling move, the bionic elbow.
Who did that?
One of my all-time favorites.
And I think he's walking in the door right now.
I'm sorry.
Look,
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait a second. Let me tell you something, boys. I want to say one thing about this podcast, if you will. I like the idea of three guys around a table, you understand? But I think you need to rename it to the Son of a Pluma podcast, if you will. And on that note, I'm gone. Go Cody! Cody Rhodes for the title tonight. Man.
That was
a hot take.
I am so glad that we have spit screens. It's not a pop screen. It's a spit screen.
Why does he always say "if you will"? I
don't know.
You
know,
will what?
I gotta tell you.
What if I don't?
I tell you, man. He you know what? He's pulling for his son tonight, though. I like that. Obviously, his son Cody Rhodes in the main event tonight.
The fact that we are able to have a seance in here and bring back the American dream.
But the thing is, we only bring back two people.
Yeah, that's true.
Randy Savage or the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
There are others out there.
Oh.
Yep. Just so you know, and I'm not going to give anything away. It's kind of like the whole thing with the story of Lima. I mean.
Yeah. If we weren't close to time being it, we could tell it again.
My God, we're over 19 minutes now. Right, we probably should kind of wrap this up.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just go ahead and start it. And
Here's the thing. If we're going to start it, let's...